10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jew to the Jew Joiner Show.
To the Jew Joiner Show. We had a great time last week, and we are looking forward to having a great time this week as well. Our special guest today, Pastor, Doctor, Apostle, Bishop Ricky Dillard, will be with us on today, and we had a great conversation, and we wanted to bring that entire interview to you on today, as well as a talented young man based out of Virginia, Minister Chris House. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you, remember that name, Chris House. We're going to be talking to him as well. Well, go ahead, get your cell phones out, call your neighbor, call your friends, call your aunt and them, call your mama, call your daddy, call everybody, even Ned the Wino. And Ned may not have a cell phone, but go out there and holler at Ned and tell Ned that the Jew Joiner Show is on. Sit down there with Ned, put your headphone in your ear, and put the other headphone in his ear, and y'all just enjoy the entire show. All right, check this out. Got a new song for you. What is not new is a remix. It's Tasha Cobbs, and it's Break Every Chain, but it has a twist on it. It's like a hip hop version of that. And there's a guy by the name of Gemstones. OMG. This dude is off the chain. I want y'all to check this out. It's Break Every Chain, Tasha Cobbs, Gemstones, here on the Jew Joiner Show.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Exalt my life, tell within, called on Christ, and fell again. All my life, I've dwelled in sin, causing strife. My flare was dim, was lost in life. My prayer was then to floss some ice, inhale revenge, to ball like Mike, V12 or Benz. Turn off the lights and nail your friends, but you fall from heights when the ledge is thin. When you're called to fight, but you're scared to win. When they've marked the price on your head for 10, and you're calling Christ because you dread the grim. And it's all good night if you pledge with him. You've lost your sight, better tread and swim. Some sharks will bite, shred your limbs. Gemstones for life, this is bread from him.
There's an army rising up. There's an army to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Father God, take the wheel, touch my heart, by grace I'm healed. Fill me up, bless my soul, clean me out, make me whole. Heal my mind, break the chains, spare my life, stop the rain, move the clouds, send your doves, shine your light, send your love, make me feel, touch my hands, you're my shield, touch my fans, anoint my head, direct my feet, correct my path, I bless the meek, I bless my craft, I bless the weak, I bless the staff, I bless the chief, I bless your laughs, I bless your grief, I'm blessed to have, I'm blessed to be, I'm blessed in wrath, I'm blessed in peace, blessed to slap, bless the speech, I'm blessed to grab, I'm blessed to reach, in Jesus' name, the chains release, we only live a moment, cause nothing lasts forever, receive it now and own it, it's either now or never, but never seem forever, forever seem to never, come when you're in the moment, you wish would last forever, you realize alone this, bro that you're walking on it, not what you really want, but how bad you really want it, hey y'all, we finally grown up, I thought that's what we wanted, so we can do the grown up, whenever that we want it, and smoke on marijuana, and live within a moment, to say nobody own us, yeah let's don't condone it, cause who can right or wrong us, the mirror's my opponent, it's either now we grown up, that we don't even want it, God is my everything that I ever could ever want it, the doctors I dare to dream I could rock when I'm dead and gone, if you rockin' this spread your wings, keep them blocking, I ever long, because life is not guaranteed, and tomorrow may never come, I got some love for that, and he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believe will perish, but life should be carried on to eternity, and forever, I know that he won't be long, I'll be dropping these broken chains, till I'm standing before the throne,
woo! I hear the chains falling,
I hear the chains falling.
Jonah Show, that was a bad song, wasn't it? Tasha Cobbs and Gemstones, Break Every Chain, that was the remix. Good people, I had the esteemed privilege to sit down and in my seat and call my good friend Dr. Ricky Dillard up, and we had a time on the phone. I want to bring that interview to you right now. Dr. Ricky Dillard, right here on the Jew Joyner Show. Enjoy.
Brother Juju, what's up, man? How you feel, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Man, just saw you on the Stellar Awards. And once again, you killed the Stellar Awards, man. I'm telling you, you're just a phenomenal individual just to look at, man. Seriously.
Oh, man, I am honored. I'm honored to have been a part of this 29th Annual Stellar Awards this year. And, of course, our performance this year was a little different than what we normally would have presented to the Stellar Awards in the gospel community. But I'm glad that we were able to show a versatility of Ricky Dillard and New G. Of course, everybody knows us for the choir sound and the type of music that we do. But we wanted to try to approach this season with something fresh, something new, a new sound, a new energy, just to, you know, show some versatility of 25 years. Well, you know, we've been around here for 25 years, Brother Jew.
Wow.
Lord allowed us to bless us to celebrate 25 years in ministry, Ricky Dillard and New G, and we recorded that particular song that we did on the Stellar's Amazing. So we're excited, man. We're so excited.
Man, I'm telling you, it is a new thing, because, you know, we usually see you do your thing and directing and everything like that. But like you said, it was a different feel, different flavor, but it was still so impactful, man. And I commend you for being in the game for 25 years. And, you know, I, like myself, I know I can speak for others. We're looking to see you going forth for another 25 more.
You're talking good to me, Doc. You're talking, that's a prophecy right there. I'm going to take out the atmosphere and run.
so
thank you, my brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me ask you this. What does it take? I know it's God, But what does it take to stay in the game for so long? And not only that, to be consistent, to be relevant, and to still stay up, you know, on top of your game.
Well, I think you introed the greatest networking system that we have is the source, which is our Lord, and to pay attention to the call of God. And, of course, you know, God don't call us all to do the same thing. However, he has many assignments in the kingdom that we do. And in my particular lane, you know, I just wanted to be faithful. This is what I love to do. I'm passionate about music. I'm a passionate about the choir and music ministry. And therefore, when I come forth, I'm coming forth being led of God as to what he would have us to say to the world today. You know, and the times are changing, and I'm so grateful for grace, because grace has continued to allow us to reach from glory to glory to glory to glory. If it wasn't for grace and the finished work of Jesus Christ, I don't think any of us would be successful. Any of us would be alive. But however, to stay relevant is just to continue to hear the voice of the Lord and follow his plan. He has a plan for all of us, whether you're a writer, whether you're a musician, whether you're an artist or a singer, or you own a business, or you're on the radio, or wherever. He has a plan for us to follow. And if we follow that plan, you know, we want to hear the voice of God and move on that plan. It's also being able to stay relevant and hear relevant music that is going on today that would minister to the masses of today's issues and to, you know, empower the people for today. Of course, you know, we've tried to, you know, come to the table with good music, and not just choir music, but just good music. So that's what we've tried to be consistent in, whether it was the music, whether it was performances on television, whether it was the image, the brand, the look. We just tried to stay relevant and stay in time and flow with the times.
That is so coincidental that you said that when you're talking about the look. Traditionally, right now, during this day of time, choir robes are not popular. How do you, you know, how do you hold on to that? We are going to wear choir robes. This is what Ricky Dillard does. We wear choir robes when we sing. How do you get that point across?
Well, I like the clean look of a choir. I know that many choir masters or ministers of music, they're about trend setting or whatever, but I trend set according to the entire organization, that we all are unified and we are all one and we all look the same. And I think choir robes are very much a relevant thing, because a lot of times you have organizations of people, and not to, you know, step on any choir people or, for that fact, any singers who are background singers or in a group or in a choir. You know, some people just don't have that pizzazz or that swag, or they don't have the to come to the stage and look relevant. In other words, dressing, how you dress, what you wear, how to wear it. And a lot of times we don't have time to train people on how to get their look together, whether it's their hair, you put on makeup, you put on eyelashes, you whatever you do, you know, you cut your hair, you know, whatever you do, it's about coming to the stage and being relevant. And I just feel like the choir robe situation is never going to die when you have relevant people wearing them. When you have people like myself or the Bishop Hezekiah Walker or J.J. Harrison or whomever is out front, it's about what we put out to the world that allows them to, you know, see what should be done and what can be done. So, however, I don't knock any other artist or how he, you know, builds his brand, how he builds his image, and how he wants to be seen and viewed. But I personally love the choir robes. I like to keep that tradition on my choir as well, because it also relates us to where we've come from. And, you know, I don't have a problem with the styles of today, you know, coming color. You used to tell everybody wear red, white, and black. Then everybody come in something red and white and black. It's not all the same. So I would rather it all be the same. If the woman going to wear a white blouse with a red scarf and a navy blue skirt, then let's all do that. We all going to do that. and make it all, you know, make it look clean and also and inspiring, you know, that people want to be a part of the kingdom. It must be attractive. You know, the kingdom is one place that we sometimes feel that, oh, that's what folks do. No, it must be attractive to draw men into it. So we want to all look, you know, accordingly to something that is attractive and people saying, yes, I can see myself a part of that.
Man, that's awesome. That's great. Now, what about 25 years in the game of music, all the songs that you have done, all the songs that you have directed, is there a particular song out of these 25 years that when you all perform it, you just feel some kind of way about it?
Yes. I would say the very first song that we ever put out was More Abundantly. It was a very catchy song for church choirs when I first came out. And to hit that vamp on those joys, the joy, joy, joy. Really, to be honest with you, when I'm involved in ministering that song and directing that song, I am just taken to another place because the word of the Lord declares and gives us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And each time I think about the finished work of Calvary, you might hear me talk of that on a various times in this conversation. I am overwhelmed of how much in love with Jesus I am because of what he did at Calvary. And a lot of people water it down. They play it to the left. They think it's on their merit that they are alive and that they are successful. It's not on your merit. It's not on anything that you have done. It's about what he did. And when we learn how to magnify and glorify God in that and knowing that grace is the reason why we have lasted and why life has continued, it's because of grace. Grace was in the beginning. Grace has always been here, even though they never tell us that it was. When we see the works of God, we see that grace was always here. So, you know, I'm just moved and overwhelmed as what God has done in these 25 years for us. You know, when I direct that More Abundantly, it just takes me to another place of gratefulness. I'm in this attitude of gratitude, and it's, I stay there because I am so grateful that he died so that I could live. And when we talk about the joy of the Lord, that makes me clown and act a fool. So that's my favorite.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, sir.
So do you do workshops with different choirs, or are you just
all the time? All the time, but I'm always doing workshops with different gospel communities, whether it's organizations, churches, whatever, colleges, universities. I do music workshops with them, and we try to impart in them the music and teach them how to come to the stage and come to music ministry in the spirit of excellence, to give it your all and give it your best, that heaven is blessed. And then earth is also blessed because God is smiling.
Awesome. So what's next? What's next for Ricky Dillon? What do you have in the works?
Well, I will say we've just dropped a single. It's called Amazing. And we performed it on the Stellars, and it is doing so well. In these last week or two, we dropped it two Saturdays ago, and we're excited to say that on iTunes we are number 16, and it could be higher now.
Wow.
But things are moving, and we haven't even really started the true radio campaign. But I'm so grateful and excited to release this new project that we did at our 25th silver anniversary here in Chicago, Labor Day weekend in 2013. And we got some great music to give away to the world and to all the singers and musicians. We just got a lot going on, and we're grateful and excited about what's to come and what God's getting ready to do through this project. I feel like God is up to something great, and we're going to magnify and praise him for the rest of our way. We're just going to continue to hear the assignment of the Lord and continue to, you know, do what we do and love what we do.
Everybody may not have the opportunity to say thank you, but on behalf of everyone in the entire world, everywhere, all over, I want to say thank you, and I praise God. We praise God for your gift, and we will continue to pray with you and for you for another great move of God that's going to be taking place with Ricky Dillard and New G.
Oh, Brother Jew, man, we love you, brother, and we certainly receive every word you've spoken. We praise God for your music ministry and how you've allowed our music ministries to go into the homes and lives of so many people all over the world. And we love you for what you do and how you do it. So keep it up, man, and we hold your arms up as you continue to send this gospel and this message out to the world through your programming.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Dr. Ricky Dillard on the Jew Jonah Show. Keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
You cause the sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. Tip joy.
We stand in awe of you. Sing
amazed
at the things you do. Somebody say
you're
holy.
Worthy is the
Lamb,
worthy is the
Lamb who was slain
for me.
See,
we
stand in awe of you. Shout
amazed
the things you
did.
Somebody see
you're holy.
Yo, what's up? This your man, Big B. Hey, yo, right now, you're listening to my man, Jew Joyner, on the Jew Joyner Show. Keep it locked, Big B said that.
Hey, what's up, good people? Sheila Bell, the Bell, here with you with the Bell Report. In the headlines, Joshua Coates, the new man out the blocks, hanging out over the weekend at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards with a lot of high-profile people, with a lot of big-time meetings. But it seems like with so much that he was trying to do, he was the one who was actually being in demand. People were seeking him for the meetings as he is now pushing out a brand new gospel competition show that has been in development since 2013, but he's excited about it. He's got a strong crew that's been working with him, and we're just going to be following him over the next few months to see how this all unfolds. Meanwhile, 9-time Grammy Award winning gospel singer Brother Kirk Franklin is moving on to help the American Heart Association to bring awareness to help end strokes. You know how people are, not really taking care of themselves, but he's jumped on board and he's going to do what he can to bring attention to the strokes in the black community and area churches. Meanwhile, the wait is over. The Chicago Mass Choir will be teaming up on stage with Kirk Franklin and Yolanda Adams for the Butler University's 25th Annual Gospel Fest. It's happening in just a few weeks. If you want more information on it, go to our website at thebellreport.net. Also, the people in Atlanta are just in shock at everything that happened just a couple of days ago because of that snow. Sure, the weatherman did predict it, but the people said they just had never really thought that it was going to happen. But it did. Caught a lot of them off guard, and many of them spent hours on the highway. Someone said that they had been on the highway for 5 hours. Someone else spent the night there. Someone else saying that the traffic jam on the highway in Atlanta lasted more than 15 hours. Also, with the stroke of a pen, President Barack Obama has created a new savings plan designed for Americans who don't have workplace retirement plans. Obama took to a Pennsylvania steel plant on Wednesday to sign an order to create the MyRA program, in which workers could contribute as little as $5 from their paychecks. The idea is to offer a starter account to let people begin saving, even if they can't afford the large initial investment often needed for a private commercial retirement account. Meanwhile, Warren Sapp was voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year. However, he doesn't think Michael Strahan deserves to join him this year. Sapp said at Super Bowl Media Day that Strahan simply wasn't good enough to make it. I don't think his resume stacks up. That's what he said. He also said he only has 4 straight Pro Bowls and a mythical sack record. When you really measure up, he only comes up short. Sapp has been complaining for years about Strahan's sack record of 22.5, which Strahan set in the last game of the 2001 season. Also, following his recent DUI arrest in Miami, Justin Bieber has become the target of a White House petition demanding that he be deported. Wow! A petition launched on the White House website calling for the Canadian-born singer's deportation from the United States has already garnered over 123,000 signatures, reaching the 100,000 signature threshold required for presidential consideration. Isn't that crazy? Hey, for more information on everything that we shared and so much more, hit us up at the Bell Report at Hotmail.com. T-H-E-B-E-L-L-E Report at Hotmail.com. Check us out at thebellreport.net or follow us on Twitter or Instagram at The Bell Report. Reporting for The Bell Report, I'm Sheila Bell. The Bell. God bless.
The East Coast has obviously been hit with what news reporters claim was a major snowstorm. Some have complained about it, some are upset and angry. Others, you know, took this time to stay in house and have fun with family and friends, make snowmen, snow angels. I think life is that way. You know, we have to kind of choose whether we're going to look at it the positive or the negative. And I submit with all the snow that you ought to look at it as a positive. Isaiah 118 says this, says, "Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." I think that scripture reminds us two things, that this snow, as we look at it, could be a reminder of God's goodness. One, good because as the snow covers the ground, God also covers all of our mistakes. There will always be crises you could complain about, a situation you could be sad about. But I suggest that as we look at the snow, that we're glad that God has us covered. The other thing great about the snow, according to Isaiah 118, is that it's something you really can't stop. We didn't start the snow. We couldn't stop the snow. It was something that was going to happen regardless of our action.
So it is with God's forgiveness. He wants to cover your mistakes. He wants to make you whole again. He wants you to forget about your past and move forward into a much more fruitful future. Let it snow in your life. Isaiah talks about in Isaiah 1:18, but David has the same response. After he had made his mistake with Bathsheba, not only with her, but with her husband, he then comes back and says this in Psalms 51. He says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Again, he knows that God's forgiveness, God's ability to forget about my mistake, is the greatest blessing that God has. Peek out your window one more time. Don't be frustrated about the snow. Don't be sad about the snow. But let it snow. Be excited about the snow. And understand that God has you covered. Have a blessed week.
This is Raina M. You're listening to my daddy, Jew, on the Jew Joiner Show.
Welcome back to the Jew Joiner Show. Trust you're having a great time. I posed a question on Facebook, just like I do every week. I was watching the Grammy Awards the other night, and it's quite interesting, and you know what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to ask you, there was a mock wedding that took place with gays, and it was also straight people up there as well getting married. But what do you think of the display at the Grammys with the mock wedding? Was it okay or was it shameful? And that was a question that I posed. I got a response from Marshall Allen. The world has taken its stand. Now it's time for the body of Christ to take its stand. The world is acting like the world. It's time for the body of Christ to act like Christ. Great response, Marshall. And Donna Lasseter says it is an abomination. So, my view, just like Marshall said, the world is going to be the world. That's what they do. That's how they get down. But their minds are not renewed. And that's, you know, simply put. So we need to have some kind of outlet, something to invite the world in. So, you know, that is in the body of Christ. Because when you invite the world in, then their minds will be transformed, because they're in a totally different aspect of a purpose and life and how things are actually done in the body of Christ. So let's start inviting them in. Invite the world in. Don't be scared. God did not make us, create us, and design us to be scared. He designed us and created us to go out and preach the gospel to the masses, and go ahead and invite those souls who are not saved or not in tune with him, to invite them in. So let's go ahead and do that. Instead of talking down about it, allow this to be an opportunity for us to go out and be a blessing to the body of Christ. All right, that's my two cents. Here's Dwayne Woods.
I had broken dreams. I was so full of pain. But then you came, and now I'll never be the same again. I had tried it all, and I wanted to change. And right then you came, and now I'll never be the same again. I will never be the same. I will never be the same. Oh, I will never be the same. Ooh, and it's all because you came. Oh, back up against the wall and with nowhere to run. Then you sent your son, and now I I'll never be the same again. I just threw up my hands. Oh, and said, Lord, here I am. Oh, and you were right there. And now I'll never be the same again. I will never, no, I'll never be the same again. Never, ooh, I will never, oh, I will never, no, I will never be the same. I will never be the same.
This is Earl Bynum, and you're listening to The Jew Joyner Show.
Yo, yo, welcome back to The Jew Joyner Show. Thank you so much for chilling out with your boy. I hope you're having a great time. This young man I had a chance to sit down and talk to, he is a dynamic minstrel of the gospel. He has been compared to be Fred Hammond's little son, but Chris House, he is going to make a name for himself. I invited him to sing at my initial sermon right before I gave that word, because I needed his style of music to be sang before I stood up. And my God, he blessed the house. He really did. I wanted to introduce you to Minister Chris House. And I sat down with Chris and I asked him, what was the inspiration for his new project called Sing Jesus?
People always ask me, man, why do you calling this record Sing Jesus, man? And this is why, man. The book of Zephaniah chapter 3 around verse 17 talks about God being mighty to save and him being with us and how he'll calm us with his love. And then at the end of it, it talks about him rejoicing over us with singing. And many times, man, we come into church and we have a lot of songs that we sing that are about God and that testify to, you know, his goodness and how we've come over and how we're going to make it and all of that. But we very rarely do we allow God, do we allow Jesus to sing? I ask people a lot of times, when is the last time you've heard the song of the Lord? Like, he hears your song, but when have you ever heard his song? So many times we're in God's presence in moments of worship, and we just pour out what we need and what we want from him, and then we get up from that posture without even giving him an opportunity to sing back to us and to give us instruction. So these songs on this record, man, are about, they're kind of like the voice of God, like singing to his people. Of course, they're songs of celebration, but a lot of these songs are strictly about God and who he is, not about our problems and not about what we want him to do for us. But they're songs that allow us to sing to Jesus, but then they're songs that require a response from him, and he responds to us. And the night of the session, man, he really responded. So I hope that we were able to capture those moments, and that as people listen to the full record, that they'll be able to relive those moments when Jesus was singing that night, man.
From heaven, like a mighty wind, and oh, the joy that it brings, and the rhythm of my heart sings, yeah, when I sing to Jesus. Covers me, it's under the shadow, it's where he sings back to me, and the melody of his voice proclaims his glorious plans for me, and I am so amazed that he would want to sing to me. So I say, sing, Jesus, sing over me, sing, Jesus, just sing over me, sing, Jesus, sing over me.
For your children tonight.
There's a symphony, it's playing over me, and it sounds like a host of angels singing in perfect harmony, and the sounds of the atmosphere, and that's when I can hear his voice. It's singing in the wind. So when I sing to Jesus, that's when he covers me. It's under the shadow, it's where he sings back to me, and the melody of his voice proclaims his glorious plans for me, and I am so amazed that he would want to sing to me, and I will say, sing. You can ask the Lord to sing his song over you and refresh you as he sings. Sing Jesus, sing Jesus, sing Jesus. This is our response. We're open. We're open.
Chris, when does the CD come out?
Well, man, the full record, we're going to drop it, man, April the 22nd. We've got the single out now, Sing Jesus, of course. If you don't have that, you can go to iTunes right now while you're listening and go ahead and get Sing Jesus. And then we're thinking about releasing another single, Changed in His Presence. I know, Drew, you've heard that one. So that seems to be the way the Lord is leading us, man. Again, another song, man, that strictly is just talking about being in His presence and how sometimes we've gotten His presence misconstrued, and we come out of the sanctuary or we come out of moments of worship saying that we've been changed, but still going back doing the same old thing. So we may release that single next, and then we'll drop the full record, man. April 22nd. It's going to be a great day, man.
You know, VA is big for, you know, album release parties, you know, some kind of get together. Are you going to do anything like that?
Man, as far as a release party, man, I'm really not sure, you know, if we're going to do that. We got some ideas tossed up in the air, seeing what direction, you know, the Lord's going to lead us in, which way we might go with that. But, you know, man, if we do a release party, man, you know, Drew Jones is going to be the first one that knows, because, man, you're gonna have to be there. I mean, if you can't beat it, then we might as well not even have it, man. so yeah, man, you know, if we do a release party, man, we'll be sure to get the information out to everybody, man, across the country, so we can get as much support as we can, man, and just have fun, man, being in His presence with Jesus, man.
You know, conferences are coming up. Conventions are coming up. Services, special services are coming up. How can someone have Chris House to be a part of anything that's coming up? How can someone get in contact with you?
Man, Drew, people can get in contact with me. The website is www.chrishouse.org. www.chrishouse.org. On social media, man, Instagram and Twitter, both of the names are Still Chris House, STILL Chris House. Facebook, Christopher-Tramell, that's my middle name. And that's pretty much it, man. Check out the website, man. Got some interesting things on there. That's how you can contact Lauren that handles our booking. You can see some other things, photos and all that stuff. So, man, yeah, chrishouse.org, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to Minister Chris House right here on the Drew Jorna Show. Here's his new one.
Change me in your presence. Say that, Lord, change me in your presence.
And taking advantage of your grace. But there is a generation that wants to know the real power of who you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So show us your glory again. And change us in your presence so we can put you on display. We want our lives to please you, so the world will see your name. We surrender our hearts to you in all that we say and do. We want to be changed, changed in your presence. That's just the way it is. We get excited by emotions, and we will lift our hands and we call it praise. Yeah. But our unfair judgment
and our unforgiveness is, it pushes so many away, yeah. We push them away, yeah. But Father, here we are broken in your presence, Lord. We're wanting to be repaired, yeah, yeah. So unite our hearts with yours again, and we say, want our lives to reach, so the world will see. We surrender, surrender all that we say, say yeah. We want to be changed. Anybody want to be changed tonight? Say it, say, change us in your presence so we can put you. We want our lives to please you, God, so the world can see. Father, we surrender tonight. And all that we say, we want to be changed. We are hungry. Say for your presence. Say we are hungry. You say it. For your presence. For your presence. We are thirsty.
We are thirsty.
For your presence.
For your presence.
We are thirsty. Want your presence.
For your presence.
We are changing.
We are changing.
Right here in your presence.
In your presence.
We are changing.
We are changing.
In your presence.
In your presence.
And we are. We are running.
We are running.
Say, say in your. We say, I wanna be changed in your presence. I wanna be changed in your presence. You say, say,
I wanna be changed.
Say in your presence. I wanna be changed in your presence. So we say tonight, so take my life. You say,
change it.
You say tonight, take my heart, yeah.
Change.
Somebody say, so take my mind tonight.
Change.
Father, we want to take my will and change it.
Change.
Somebody, come on, say, say, take my mind tonight.
Change.
Somebody give the Lord, take my heart. Say, take my mind and change it.
Change it in your presence.
Take my will and change my will and change it.
Change it in your presence.
Somebody clap your hands tonight. I'll say tonight, I'll say, take my life. You say,
change it in your presence.
That's what I want tonight. Say, 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 take my heart and change it.
Change it in your presence.
Give me a heart of flesh, God. Take my heart and change it.
Change it in your presence.
Take away my stony heart. Take my heart and change it.
Change it in your presence.
Say, 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 take my life and change it.
Change it in your presence.
Yeah, take my life and change it.
Well, good people. it's about that time that I get out of your way for today. But thank you so much for tuning in to the Jew Joiner Show. We'll be back next week. We have a fantastic and phenomenal show coming right at you next week. So look forward to that. I also want to thank my special guest, Dr. Ricky Dillard, and Minister Chris House. Thank you so much for joining us today as well. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Jew Joiner, on Facebook, facebook.com/TJJ Show. You can email me, TJJ Show@gmail.com. And you can also call me. You can call the hotline, the Jew Joiner Show hotline, at 757-774-TJJS. That's 8557-757-774-8557. Well, good people, I'm out of here. I love you to life, and there is absolutely and positively nothing you can do about it. Lord, we praise you on today, and we thank you so much for allowing us to share this time with one another. Give us the desires of our heart, and we continue to give you the utmost honor, praise, and glory, no matter what. We love you, Lord. We praise you, and we magnify you. It is in the name above all names we pray. May the people of God say amen, amen, and amen. I'm out of here, y'all. Love you. Peace.
Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job, wife walking out. These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive. Confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house from the inside out. Restore me, take away my situation. I wouldn't do it again. What can I say, but I'm only human. And Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot and all up in the club. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study, ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from thank you.